B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Time for What's Brewing with Jen.
Yes, we do it every day. 3:45, mark your calendars. 3:45, where Jen Squirto scours the world to find three entertaining, interesting stories for us to discuss. It is brought to us by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day, score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time, and exclusions apply. Jen, what do we have today?
Okay, so this is a local story, another one. A New Jersey man has walked around the world mostly on foot and is finally making his way back home. His name is Tommy Turchich, I believe is how you pronounce it. He left from Haddon Township on his journey to go from Haddon Township to Australia mostly on foot on April 2nd, 2015. 25,000 miles later and 35 nations later, he's finally making his way back home. Like a modern day Forrest Gump.
What was the route?
Well, he took all kinds of routes because he ended up getting stuck in the pandemic, and he was going to go to Australia, and then he ended up going somewhere else, and he kind of went all over the place. But he's been to 35 nations, mostly on foot. He adopted a dog along the way. He's now in. He was in Seattle earlier this week. He's making his way from Seattle to Kansas, to Missouri, to Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, eventually New Jersey, walking an average of 20 miles a day. He said he might up it to about 24 miles.
I mean, that's wonderful to do that in the States, but how do you walk across an ocean?
Well, okay, so he had some help, obviously.
It's mostly on foot.
Mostly? Well, there's a lot of airplane travel involved in this.
So he reached Antarctica on a 66-ton research vessel. In Kurdistan, he relied on a guide on horse and mountain to get through, to get through the trek up the mountains.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had help along the way, but for most of it, his 25,000 miles and 35 nations was on foot.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it was really neat.
To get across some bodies of water,
He took a boat. He walked on the boat the whole time.
No.
And he flew back to New Jersey, I think, once or twice. Sometimes
you intentionally try to ruin the story. Like, your aim is to ruin the story.
This guy's been gone for 7 years.
He walked around the globe. He had to go across bodies of water. Where's he walking?
That's why she said in the beginning. Mostly.
He went through 45 pairs
Listen,
of sneakers.
Man, you're going to tell me, that's nice. You're going to tell me you're going to walk from here to California. I got it.
He's doing that now.
All right.
He walked 25,000 miles. You walked around the world.
You can't walk around the world.
That's what I'm saying. So why advertise that you can walk around the world?
It said mostly around the land.
Not mostly. He had to go over like three monster bodies of water.
Not necessarily, because, okay, once you get there, you can walk. If you get to Europe, for example, you can walk Africa and Asia without getting on anything.
How do you get to Australia?
He never made it to Australia.
Because of the pandemic. They don't let you in.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But had he gone to Australia, how was he going to walk there?
He was going to go on a boat. We know that, though. That's why he said mostly.
I don't think it's that.
He walked 25,000 miles, and you go, 3,000. And then you said you would be impressive if he walked to California. That's 3,000 miles.
Right.
So why is 3,000 miles more impressive than 25,000 miles?
He was aided by vessels.
And 35 nations he went to. 35 different nations.
And aided by vessels.
And he went through a lot of craziness.
I'm going to walk across the United States, and then somebody goes, I got that now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I get it. Now, suppose I've had rollerblades on.
Well, great.
The vessel makes it a little easier.
Oh my goodness! So he had some crazy adventures. There was some kind of crazy aftermath after a double homicide in El Salvador. That was in 2016. He nearly froze to death while camping in South America, and he was given a police escort in Algeria because they got caught, and they thought it was really neat.
Very admirable.
Oh my goodness. All right, moving on to Adele.
You said he explored 25,000 miles. He didn't walk it.
Oh, goodness, Michael.
Go ahead.
All right, Adele and Rich Paul were seen in a London club drinking like fish. That's a quote. But this is months after Adele made it publicly known to fans that she would quit drinking in the aftermath of her divorce. But she was spotted with poor Paul dancing the night away and drinking like a fish at a London club. Could just be rumors, but evidently she is back on the wagon. So maybe the whole Vegas thing had something to do with it. And then there were speculations that she and Rich Paul were breaking up.
Out of angst.
Maybe.
Relapsed. They came back.
Well, there were rumors, too, that she and Rich Paul broke up. And then she, I don't know, she put some cryptic stuff on Instagram that kind of proved that they were still together. This now proves that they were together. They were seen drinking and dancing and having a lively time.
You know, she looks like the type that wouldn't handle a breakup well.
Well,
she just had the breakup.
Yeah, she didn't handle it very well.
Well, I mean, like over a long term, like if he really pulled the plug.
No, or like she'll 30 years from now, she's still gonna.
Yeah, because she broke up with the baby dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard on anyone.
Before
right?
Poor Paul.
Yeah, Paul took her up a notch in the public eye now, so like, I don't know.
She lifted him.
Going to games with him and stuff.
She lifted him.
She's way more famous than he is.
Yeah. A million times more.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, she's drinking again, evidently. And to end this one, if you like the smell of sausage, yes. Maybe Tyrone doesn't.
Sausage.
I do too. Heinz is now launching a scented candle that smells just like sausages, but you can only get them in Australia. And there are three candles in this group, not just sausage. You also get an Aussie backyard barbecue scented candle that smells like tomato sauce and garlic lover's aioli. And then the third one is the Aussie beef burger scented candle that smells like Heinz burger sauce and seriously good mayo.
Yeah, I don't need that.
They come in a bundle pack that'll set you back $20.
It's only comforting when you're cooking it and you get those smells, not like a candle.
I know. Well, I've never understood that.
If you walk into someone's home, though, and it does taste like...
Or smell like sausage.
Smell like sausage and stuff, you probably anticipate a good time.
Yeah, for a while.
Or a good meal.
And then in leisure time, you don't want to smell the sausage.
No, she just breaks out the hummus. Now you're like, well, wait a minute.
Where's the sausage?
Yeah,
I want fragrance at that point when it's leisure time.
I want food at that point. I think it's a good gift. $20, you get three candles.
It's not bad. That's a
good
deal.
Gotta go to Australia to get it, though, so it's going to cost you like $10,000.
I'm not going to that hellscape.
Well, maybe you can walk there.
You can walk there.
Yeah. All right, that's let's brew with Jen for today. And that is brought to us by Dunkin'. It's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day, score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.